Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you for letting me in your ear. This is episode 2 of the Jazz Treasury, Duke Ellington, Part 2, The Man and the Music. This covers the years from around 1940 to 1973. As a quick review, Duke Ellington was born in Washington, D.C. in 1899. In 1914, he composed his first piece of music at 13 years old, Soda Fountain Rag. 1919, he was joined by Sonny Greer and Otto Hardwick to form the embryo of the first Ellington band. 1927, he opened at the Cotton Club with a larger 10-piece band. 1930, he appears in his first movie, Check and Double Check. 1933, Duke went on his first European tour. 1939, Billy Strayhorn joins as Duke's musical assistant. Now, Duke played at the Cotton Club in New York City from 1927 to 1931 and started to become world famous in the mid to late 1930s. As the 1930s drew to a close, the swing era was at its peak, and Duke's lineup was identical to that of most of the top swing bands. 4 trumpets, 3 trombones, 5 saxophones, piano, guitar, bass, and drums. Ivy Anderson sang with the band at this time. Duke was deeply involved in promoting self-improvement and progress for African-American people at this time. He once said, "The Negro is the creative voice of America, is creative America. And it was a happy day for America when the first unhappy slave landed on its shores." The emancipation of slaves marked a significant part of Black history to Duke. The song, Jump for Joy, was about throwing off the shackles of the past and reveling in the newfound freedom. Let's listen to Jump for Joy and Cottontail by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Jump for Joy, recorded in 1941, Cottontail, 1940.
Honey child, jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? Oh, green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy to jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy. Thank you.
In the years 1939 to 1942, Ellington's work rose to unprecedented heights and reached beyond the bounds of any convenient jazz category. Duke once said, "I'm not playing jazz, I'm trying to play the natural feelings of a people." And when the big band business collapsed toward the end of the 1940s, Duke remained a going concern. Throughout the hard times, royalties sustained his band. The song "Don't Get Around Much Anymore" was made famous at this time by the Ink Spots. The years 1940 to 1942 were two of Duke's most prolific years. The great bassist Jimmy Blanton joined the orchestra. So let's listen to several tracks at this time. Let's listen to the Ink Spots doing "Don't Get Around Much Anymore," "Pitter Panther" featuring Jimmy Blanton, and the song called "5 o'clock Whistle."
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Mr. Saturday Dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless,
Why stir up memories, been invited on dates? Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Different without you, don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much
You're listening to The Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester, For more information on the program, go to www.thejazztreasury.com.
My papa's still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. The 5 o'clock whistle didn't blow, the whistle is broke, and what do you know? If somebody don't find out what's wrong, oh, my papa'll be working all night long. Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle? Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30, 'cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew.
As he grew older, the world at last began to realize the extent of Duke Ellington's genius. He was showered with honors, medals, diplomas, honorary doctorates, and presidential receptions at the White House. His own thoughts turned increasingly to religion. In 1965, he began writing the first of his sacred concerts. These were to be the last of his great works. They were performed at churches and cathedrals around the world, including Westminster Abbey. Let's listen to Duke playing with Coleman Hawkins and John Coltrane. The first song you'll be hearing is called Self-Portrait, and that was recorded in 1962 with Coleman Hawkins. And then we'll listen to In a Sentimental Mood with John Coltrane, also recorded in 1962.
Thank you. Thank you.
When Duke conducted his third section of the Sacred Concerts on United Nations Day in 1973, he was dying of lung cancer. He kept working until the following January, when he collapsed. He died in hospital on May 24, 1974, aged 75. It has been said that Duke Ellington's true instrument was his orchestra, and his method of composition often amounted to a kind of improvisation on this marvelous instrument. Ellington's genius was in controlling this process and shaping the results into something wonderful and utterly personal. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Duke Ellington. And thank you so much for listening to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Join me next time on the Jazz Treasury when we go into the jazz guitar and start it right from the beginning of its effect on jazz up to the present time. So stay tuned for episode 3 of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Jazz guitar is up next.